Hi there, this is Dr. Randy Carlson at the Intentional Living Center with a very special program for our Arizona listeners, for the family of Arizona listeners from our headquarters in Tucson today. I have a very special guest with me here in the studio, Kathy Herod, the president of the Center for Arizona Policy, a group that advocates for family issues right here in Arizona. In fact, we link to their website from our highlights page today to check it out at theintentionallife.com. Kathy's a good friend, always brings great insight into things happening in our world that affects the family. And during this election year, there's a lot, including a topic that we're facing here in Arizona, the potential of legalization of recreational marijuana. We're going to get into that today as well. So, Kathy, thanks so much for being here with me on the program.
Well, thanks so much, Randy. Blessed to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. You know, we're going to take a little detour from our series. We've been talking about parenting and the importance of being an intentional parent, but I wanted to invite you in to join us here on the Arizona network of Family Life Radio. And I think it's applicable because Intentional Living has been focusing on the parents and on kids and families and strengthening families, and that's a passion of our heart. And I wanted you to come in and talk a little bit about this election that's coming up. But in particular, we want to talk about a couple of things. One is I'd like your thought on how do Christians approach this election? And then I would like to get in specifically to a proposition that's on the board for us in this state, Prop 205, on the potential for legalizing recreational marijuana. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But tell us a little bit about what Center of Arizona Policy does and how are you encouraging Christians to approach and talk to their kids and their families and approach this election?
Well, thanks, Randy. I think on approaching this election, obviously it's a matter of prayer. And I think it's a time to really look at the issues and not necessarily the personalities. And so we have a website, azvoterguide.com, where we've asked candidates 10 questions that we think are interest us, especially as parents and for our families, for the future of our state, where you can go on and see how you would answer those questions and then how the candidates answer them. But I think we certainly approach this election in prayer,
yeah.
To seek God's wisdom, to seek mercy. I think it's, you know, we wish that we had a godly perspective on what's going on, but these times are challenging times. Where our nation is headed, where our state is headed. So the first thing is obviously to pray that God would have mercy on us, that He would raise up righteous leaders for us, and that the heart of man would be changed. But as far as what, like working with our children, we have tremendous opportunities this election year to try to model to our children how we vote and why we vote and the need to vote.
Mm. You know, I saw a study yesterday, I think it was the American Psychological Association came out that over 50% of the American population is experiencing psychological stress with this election. And that's pretty significant. I imagine there's some that are taking it pretty serious as far as feeling depressed and overwhelmed and wondering what's going on. And we know psychologically when people feel a lot of stress, what they tend to do is stop. They do nothing. And how do we encourage Christians to be involved, to vote, when maybe they don't know what to vote for a candidate or issues, and they just feel overwhelmed and say, I'm just going to let it pass?
Well, I would a couple of things. First, I think it's one way that we're salt and light. I think it's important to look at it that why do we vote? We're in a country that gives us the freedom, the privilege to vote. So it's one way that we model being salt and light and from a biblical perspective, to be salt in our culture, to be salt in our state. I also think that when we talk about how we vote, it's important to look at the issues. And you know, if you're frustrated or concerned or discouraged about a certain race, or you don't know who to vote for in that race, well, maybe it's okay to skip that race, but not just throw up your hands and not vote. Sometimes the most important elections are those for school board or city council or who's going to represent you in the state legislature. In our state of Arizona, under the 8 years of a federal government administration that wasn't friendly to foundational principles or family values, we were able to accomplish a lot in this state, to pass a lot of good laws, to protect religious freedom, to protect life, to stand in defense of our families, of parental rights. So oftentimes, regardless of what's happening in Washington, D.C., we can accomplish a lot on the state level. So this election year, consider who's going to represent you in the Arizona House, in the Arizona Senate, who's going to represent you in your local city council or county supervisor positions. And so maybe it's focus on those races and how you can make a difference, how you can be a difference in those races.
Well, they say all politics is grassroots, right? It comes right back to home. The people are going to be representing you and you're right in your community. And that takes a little time, though, to find out a little bit about your school board members. We drive around. There's signs on every corner. I mean, talk about visual pollution. It's everywhere.
That's right.
And all you see is a sign and a couple words. You don't really know much about a person. How do you do a little research to find out about some of those local folks?
Well, at azvoterguide.com, we have surveyed quite a few school boards races around the state, city councils, county supervisors. So you can go on azvoterguide.com, check out, put in your address to see kind of which races are in your community, and then see how the candidates line up. If you find a candidate that didn't answer, well, the first question to wonder is, why didn't they answer? Why didn't they want you, the voter, to know where they stand? But you can still take the 10 questions and shoot an email off to that candidate, or, you know, make a phone call to that candidate and say, hey, I noticed you didn't answer at azvoterguide.com. I want to know where you stand on the issues. So at least gives you some information, including information on the judges, which is the question I usually get asked the most often. Where do we get information about the judges? Go to azvoterguide.com.
And I know that CAP, Center for Arizona Policy, you don't take positions on candidates. Neither do we. But there are some propositions and some issues of concern that I know that you have, and we would as well, as it has to do with protecting the families of Arizona. And in particular, there's one Prop 205 here in Arizona that, if it's approved, would legalize the use of marijuana for recreational purposes. I'd like to have you come back in just a minute. Let's talk about what that means. What are some of the facts about this? What should people be thinking about as they consider voting either for or against this proposition? And what are the facts of what we've learned from other states where this has been done? Okay, we'll come back and do that. Kathy Herod's with me today, a special program here on Intentional Living. As we're approaching the election, we need to pray about it. We need to have a biblical approach. And we want to find out a little bit more about this Prop 205 here in the state of Arizona.
Hi, my name is Scott and Bridget. What's helped us in our relationship is, for the last month or so, we have been getting up early in the morning and we say a prayer before we leave. And we go on a half hour to a 45-minute walk. So that's our time in the morning, and it's just been helping tremendously. Sharing my story. Thank you and God bless.
Hey, thank you for sharing your stories with us here at Intentional Living. You can share yours at 888-888-1717 or online at theintentionallife.com. I want to remind you that coming up on the 26th, just a few days away, will be the Thrive Conference for Families and Business. It's going to be at Grand Canyon University and streamed online around the world. We have a great group already registered. If you have not registered for you and your family, I hope you will. We've got a great lineup of teachers. My friend, Dr. Kevin Lehman, who's just started a family business at age 70, and he's going to tell his story. Jerry Colangelo, who's a legend, he's going to be sharing with us. Brian Mueller, who's the president of Grand Canyon University, is going to be speaking. I get a chance to speak. Rick and Holly Beatenbow from West Texas, the largest home builders in West Texas, are going to be there. And then we have those on video joining us, like John Trent and many others. It's going to be a full day, October 26th, Grand Canyon University, for families. If you're in business, if you want to start a business, you're in a business, you're working together, you want to do it God's way, it's going to be a great day. I hope you'll come and be with us. Or if you're not able to join us live, you can stream live. You can get registered. Again, go to theintentionallife.com, click events, get registered today. All right, Kathy Herod is here from the Center for Arizona Policy. We're doing a special Arizona-focused program today. Kathy, thanks for coming in the studio.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. On the election this year, people like ourselves, we already have our ballots, you know, if we do it by mail. And so people are starting to vote. And one of the issues is this Prop 205. If you turn on the TV, you see a lot of commercials. You see them back to back. You see one that says, vote for 205 for marijuana. It's going to help our schools. It's going to put money in the schools. And then you see another commercial that someone's saying, hey, I need this for my medical purposes, and then you'll see the next one saying, hey, I saw some spots from former governor of Colorado and mayor of Denver saying not so fast. Mm-hmm. It didn't help our state at all. What are the facts about this Prop 205?
Well, if there's one reason to vote on November 8th and to mark your early ballot, it's to be able to vote on Prop 205. Prop 205 would give adults, anyone over 21, the legal right to use, possess recreational marijuana. Now, when I say it gives a legal right, that means that you would have a right to use marijuana. We don't have a legal right in the law to use alcohol or to even use prescription medication. So right off the bat, that's a significant difference, a change in our law. Need to emphasize, this is not about medical marijuana. And so don't confuse the issue. This is only about using marijuana for recreational purposes.
Because medical marijuana is already
legal
in the state of Arizona.
That's right. So someone who has a medical marijuana card, who has been helped by using marijuana as a drug, that will not change. Which therein lies one of the issues as well, that we would be taking a drug, marijuana, that we said was useful for medical purposes when the voters approved that, now can be used for recreational purposes. Mm. We usually don't allow medicines to be used for recreational purposes. So we're saying vote no on 205 as a way to say yes to protecting our children, to protecting our roads, to protecting our states from special interest and preserving local control. So I would encourage people to check out the facts. You mentioned more money for our schools.
Yeah.
Well, one of the superintendents in Colorado, we can look to Colorado to see what's happened in Colorado since they did this, because voters legalized recreational marijuana in Colorado. One of the school superintendents there said all it's brought to their schools has been more marijuana.
Mm.
And even the budget experts at the Arizona State Capitol estimated that the revenue from passing Prop 205 would be about $30 per student. So you stop and think about that. If it were $30 per student, the societal cost from increased crime, from homelessness, from other types of societal costs would far outweigh that $30 per student. We've seen in Colorado traffic fatalities, Washington State, another state that legalized recreational marijuana, traffic fatalities, traffic incidents skyrocketing in those two states.
And they've been able to tie it to the marijuana?
Yes, they've been able to tie it to that. And the example, the campaign to pass Prop 205 calls itself the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol. So you look at, we know that someone to charge someone with driving while impaired, for example. It's a .08. You test .08, you're guilty of driving while impaired under the influence of alcohol. There's not a similar standard for marijuana. So law enforcement pulls over someone who appears to be under the influence of marijuana. It's going to be a very difficult, hard to prove standard that they were driving while impaired because they were smoking a joint or ingested what's called an edible marijuana in the form of gummy bears, lollipops, candy, that type of product.
I saw here in one of the facts that you brought along from Colorado that 45% of the marijuana products were sold in Colorado as edibles. Why is that a concern?
Well, because the edibles are in the form of gummy bears, lollipops. Think of a Butterfinger candy wrapper that looks like a Butterfinger, but it's called Buddha Finger.
Mm.
And it looks just like a Butterfinger, but it is laced with recreational marijuana. As a grandfather told me recently, his granddaughter in Colorado got a hold of a Rice Krispie treat that was laced with recreational marijuana, and she wound up in the emergency room sick from that, ingesting that Rice Krispie treat. So we know that when you see a gummy bear, what child isn't, you can't tell the difference between a gummy bear with marijuana and a gummy bear without marijuana or a lollipop. And so we know that children have had increased visits to the hospital from getting a hold of these products in Colorado. We know in one major Colorado hospital, about half of the newborns were born with marijuana in their systems. So just a great concern about the harm that it poses to children. And the other thing on the edibles, in Colorado, they've been able to pull back on the edibles and pass laws to restrict the use of these edibles, the candy and those types of products. In Arizona, we have something called voter protection. And what that means is that once the citizens of Arizona pass something like Prop 205, local control is out the window. Our city councils, our county governments, our state legislature, our governor cannot change the measure in any way. I think it's a number of counties in Colorado have been able to limit the marijuana dispensaries. That would not be possible in Arizona because of it being voter protected.
Hmm.
So there's obviously there's so much in this measure. It's like 19 pages of how marijuana would be regulated with a, you know, and so a lot of what you're seeing on the TV ads, it's just not facts.
Mm. Kathy Herod, hang on for a moment. Come back. I want to ask a little bit about, who's behind this? I mean, where's this money going to be going? Where's the push coming from? Any other questions that listeners may have, we'll try to get to you as well and ask you how people can find out more about this. I'm sure it's at your website. All right, hang on. Kathy Herod's here. We have a special Arizona-only version of Intentional Living today as we're talking about the upcoming election, helping you think intentionally, and in particular talking about this important proposition that impacts families, Prop 205, which would legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Stay tuned. We have more coming up.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
All right, welcome back here to Intentional Living Center today, a special Arizona-only version of our time together. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Kathy Herod is here from the Center for Arizona Policy. I asked her to join us in this election year to focus specifically on something important for those of us here in Arizona with the election, Prop 205. Which alone is a reason to make sure you vote. It's the if approved, would legalize the recreational use of marijuana in the state. And the Center for Arizona Policy, of course, has very helpful information, resources available. If you come to our website, theintentionallife.com, Steve has hooked up a link right there on our homepage under the broadcast highlights, right? Link on there, and it'll take you right to Kathy's website with all the information. Okay, Kathy, a few minutes left. As we're thinking about this issue, who's behind this? How should we be thinking? What should listeners be praying about and moving toward in these hours ahead?
Well, this Prop 205 got on the ballot through something called the Marijuana Policy Project. I believe it's out of Washington, D.C., so it's out of state, out of Arizona interest, who basically are spending millions to try to persuade Arizonans to legalize recreational marijuana. They had to spend probably at least $1 million to get the measure on the ballot through paying for signatures. And so it's out of state interest. It's also those who have a vested financial interest, that those who own the medical marijuana dispensaries will have first right to get the recreational marijuana dispensaries. So there's a lot of money to be made off of mm-hmm. being able to legalize recreational marijuana in our state. So it very much is a financial motive and a profit motive, really not tied to whether this is going to further the well-being of Arizona families.
Now, if there's someone listening and not quite sure what they think about all this, what will they find if they come to your website? What's available for them there?
We're going to have first a copy of the proposition itself. Okay. It's 19 pages, single spaced, a lot in there, so you'll be able to read it for yourself. We've got a myths and facts as far as what are the myths about this, what are the facts. We've got other resources like videos that could be played in your church, bulletin inserts, flyers that you could download, you could pass out to those in your circles of influence. So trying to have everything that you need to know about Prop 205 in one easy-to-find place.
Hmm. And what is the polling looking like? How is this proposition lining up as far as for and against in the state so far?
The polling is very close. Every poll that I've seen for probably the last 4 or 5 weeks has the yeses and nos running very close and within what's called the margin of error in polling. So we have been very concerned that if the election were held today, Prop 205 mm-hmm. would pass. So those who are discouraged about the election year, aren't sure their vote matters, your vote absolutely matters on Prop 205. And if we stay home and we don't vote on November 8th or we don't fill out our early ballot, then Prop 205 mm-hmm. will pass.
Now, I can see why there'd be people opposed to it, as we've talked, and I can see why there'd be those who would be for it if they have investment. What about the others that are voting for it? Do they not know the facts, or is it because of wanting to be progressive? Or why would half of Arizona, let's say, support a measure like this, knowing if even half of these facts are going to be a reality in the state?
I think that many people have don't see that using marijuana is different than using alcohol or other substances. So I think that there's that some have bought into the myth that this is regulating marijuana like alcohol, or that someone who is using marijuana is not as at risk for, as for someone who's using alcohol. You know, that there's too much of that comparison. But I think it really is not understanding the facts and not knowing really what's contained in these 19 pages. I think when you see the proponents say that it's going to be more money for schools, well, everyone wants more money for schools, but yet we know that's not going to be the reality, that it's going to be more money for schools. So I think it's easy to, you know, I think, well, let me say this. One of the biggest challenges this election year is what is the truth?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we get to the truth? Because campaigns say different things. So that's why we would say, go to the website, find out the facts, read the initiative for yourself, and read past the initial part. Because when you read the 19 pages, it'll start out kind of sounding good, but there's a lot of yes buts in the whole 19 pages. So you've got to really kind of dive deep. But who I trust are, we've got a Yavapai County and Maricopa County attorneys who both have been leading the charge against this. They're our top law enforcement officers in those two counties. I trust their reading of this measure, that when they say that it's going to harm our communities, it's going to harm our kids, it's going to make our roads less safe, those county attorneys understand what's going on, and I trust their reading of it.
All right. The election is coming. You may have your ballots already if you have early ballots that you can send in. Do your homework. You know, you might be a person that says, hey, I want to know for myself. We have resources available. If you come to theintentionallife.com, click on the highlights there, and it'll take you to a link right to the Center for Arizona Policy website, where all this information, I'm sure much else, is available for you there. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Randy.
And I also want to thank you for the positions you've taken and the work that you do in the state and standing for values and standing for the family. We appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thanks. We feel privileged to be able to serve in this way and to serve the Christian community in this way. So thank you.